I would like to just make one single point about the reading tonight, especially the gospel. Jesus, as with Abraham, is consumed with doing and completing what God has asked him to do. Now, I want you to notice the difference between Jesus and his sense of mission, his sense of approaching God and saying always, "What do you want me to do?" And then compare that to Peter. What's Peter focused on? Peter is focused on, "Boy, it's really nice here. Let's stay here." Notice that Peter has no sense of, "What ought I be doing?" Peter only has a sense of, "This is what I want to do for my own happiness and for my own pleasure." And Jesus, from here, is going to go down the mountain, and the other apostles will meet them. And even though this time in this gospel it says it very quietly, very quickly, he explains to the apostles that he has to go to Jerusalem, where he will be arrested, he will be tortured and killed, and rise. Do you remember what Peter says to him? Peter says to him, "Oh, may that not happen to you." Notice what Peter is focused on. He's focused on pleasant. He wants the whole thing to be pleasant. Now, that doesn't mean that pleasant is evil. However, pleasant can be evil when it stands in front of what you ought to do. It always pleasant always stands in competition to duty. I can't tell you how many times I know I have to do something, but I don't wanna. I don't wanna. And it keeps nagging at me because the choice is between my own pleasure and my own pleasant experience and what I know I have to do. And all I want you to do is compare not only Jesus, but compare Abraham when he is told by God to go and what he does. And then the two, Abraham and Jesus. And then ask yourself, is your life all about you? Is there anything in your life that you are being called to do that is not about you? Is there anything in your life that gives you a sense of what God is calling you to do? And I'm not saying that you have to have this humongous sense of what your mission is. But every single day, each one of us has a sense of what I ought to be doing. We do. And the competitions is between what I want to do and what I ought to be doing. Now, it's not saying that you never should do what you want to do. There's a time for that. Actually, God made it. It's called a Sabbath. The Sabbath is actually not necessarily just one day, but it's the spirit of the Sabbath, a time to rest and reconstitute yourself. But after that, what I'm afraid of is that many of us, not here necessarily, although I don't know, but many of us in our society are all about me. It's all about my good time, my having a fun time. Did I like this? And the question is, if you stood before Jesus, and he would ask you, did you complete your mission in this world as far as you knew it? How would you answer that? Would you even answer that you even looked for your mission? That you looked at all for what God has called you to do? Because every single one of us has that decision. Now, again, I'm not telling you that your mission has to be anything grandiose. All I'm saying is there is that blend. And too many times in our culture, we're encouraged to make it all about me. And that's what Peter was doing. He didn't want to go any further. But Jesus knew that he had a mission that he had been given by the Father, and that his first and foremost responsibility is to complete that mission. Sometimes it might be pleasant, but sometimes it will not. That's irrelevant. But the only thing is, are you being faithful? Remember when Jesus is at the final moment, when he's at the Garden of Gethsemane? He says, Father, if there is any way that I can proceed forward with your mission without drinking this cup, please let it be so. But then he says, but first and foremost, it's your mission. Your will be done. And that's the way it's got to be. Jesus understood that his life, his purpose, was about doing the will of the Father. And that's what your purpose and my purpose is all about.